Hi, welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help? Yes, sir. It requires a configuration. So you have connected a new modem. Can you please help me out with your customer account number, please? Your mobile number that is registered with the connection, please. Mobile number will do. Okay, I see that the company name is registered as IES, and am I speaking to Mr. Anthony Tesek? Okay, you're in 33 Cedar Way Street, Chapman, and give me a moment. Let me check the current status of your connection, sir. Sometimes what happens is when you opt for the services, in most cases the old modems actually work, okay. But in some cases the old modem becomes like if it's too old, or if it's an old version modem, then we have to send you a new modem, sir. Generally, with all the other suppliers, they give you the new generation models. Okay. Which brand is it, sir? Is it Netcom? Netcom. It's a Netcom, right? Yeah, it's a mesh modem. Netcom, that's the one. Give me a moment. Fine, sir, no problem. No, the old modem is fine. Did your landline work on the old modem? I don't think so. Got it, sir. Yes, can you please check the landline cable is connected to the Tel-1 port of the new modem? It is, right? Give me a moment. You need to reboot the modem once. I mean, you have to cut off the power supply for the modem and turn it back on. Yeah? It takes a couple of minutes. Yeah, let it boot up, sir. In the meantime, I will just check the configuration. So I'm placing your call on hold for 2 minutes. Please be on the line. Thank you. Yeah, so the modem is on, sir. Is it on? Are you able to use the internet? Give it a minute. All the lights are on. Okay, so your internet is on. I'll just test the connection, sir, once. Yep, it's connected now. No, just wait. I'll have to configure. Because when you connected the new modem, the new modem is not actually linked with your landline. The old modem was. Okay, so we have to remove it from the old modem and get it connected to the new modem. No, because it was not, it had a compatibility issue. Generally, what happens, sir, so when you get a modem from a company, right? So you get and some companies give you a base model which works for all basic broadbands, residential broadband connections, and it depends on the type of connection that you take. Okay, the setup that you have, you will see there is a wall socket. From there, a cable comes and connects to the back of the modem. That is the Ethernet cable. Okay. Now, in some modems, they have compatibility issue with the new generation broadbands. So we prefer to send you a new modem, and the one that you have got from us, you can be rest assured for the next 5 to 6 years, you don't need to change it. Okay, just give me a moment. And it's connected to the Tel 1, right? Always keep it plugged into the Tel 1. Give me a moment. Sir, I'm placing a call on hold for 2 minutes. Please stay on the line. It takes a while, okay. Initially, for setup. Thank you. Thank you for holding the line, sir. It might take 2 to 3 more minutes, sir. It's actually I'm rebooting so that it out and we will also test outgoing and incoming and call waiting. So if somebody calls you, so the number will stay busy, so you get the call landing up immediately after you hang up the previous call. So all these settings needs to be applied. So it takes a little while. Thank you. Like these are features, sir. Say, for example, somebody calls you at that landline, okay? And at the same time, somebody else is also trying to reach you. Okay. Now, the second person who is going to call you, you will find your number is engaged, okay? So, what will happen? The moment you hang up the call, the previous call, it will come. It will land to you. And the person on the other end will get a notification that it will say as your call is on wait. Okay, this is a notification they get. Please hold on. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Sir, hello. Can you try to make a call from the landline? Okay, reboot the modem once. I mean, cut off the power supply and plug it back in. Let me know when your modem is turned on. Let me know when your modem is on. Check the internet. Yeah, check the internet if it's working or not. Sorry. It takes a while, but it gives you a very stable connection. And always select the 5G, where you will get to see M-Phone 5G or Telecom 5G. You will get to see Wi-Fi lights, which says 2.4G and 5G. So connect to the 5G. Headset that will give you that's faster. Is it working now? I mean, the internet. Try to connect to the internet now. Still not working. Let me check. It's connected now, sir. Try to refresh. Great. Now, I will just. Yep. So you are in front, in nearby to the landline phone. I'm making a call. It's a test call. So if the phone rings, pick up, say hello, and hang up. Mobile phone, right. Then the diversion is active. Okay. Just give me a moment.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
I disabled the call diversion. Now check whether your landline is ringing or not. I got it. Now, I'm ending this call. I'm calling you back in this mobile number.